Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today is not, in fact, Friday. Today is the Halakha of the Holy Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I want to thank our generous sponsors of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, our dear friends Mendy and Sipora Fishman, Aschus Vachai Rivka by Sipora Fredel, in memory of Rebbe Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Ben David Aryeh. We last left off in talking about the preparation we make for Shabbos, the excitement, the joy, the energy, the bren, that making Shabbos each and every week is not a burden, but making Shabbos each and every week is a privilege and a pleasure. It's an Ir Miklat, it's a city of refuge that we can immerse ourselves into. It's a place that we can escape, that we can find safety and security, that we can protect ourselves from all of the turmoil of the week. And the earlier we prepare for Shabbos, the earlier we accept and receive Shabbos, both literally, Tosefa Shabbos, to accept Shabbos early, but even also preparing, then the longer we're in that place of safety and harmony, the longer we're in that Ir Miklat that's called Shabbos. So last week we quoted the Holy God Tzaddik of Zichev, who said, "Lifras hamap al shulchan shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos kodem chatzos," that if a person sets the Shabbos table, if you put the Shabbos tablecloth out before midday, it's a school levat halaklipa hamaorer machlokas. So I just wanted to share that this week, tragically, sadly, we lost a beloved member of our community, Dina Borzak, Aleha Shalom, a very special person. And I was looking back at texts with her through the years, and many years ago, I don't know how many of you have been with us that long, you'll remind me and let me know if you have, but early on in our Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, one of the campaigns that we ran to make Erev Shabbos special, not just have Friday, was to set the table Thursday night. Wake up Friday morning to a set table. And I encourage people, share a picture with me if you set your table on Thursday night and you woke up Friday morning. You know, there's a difference between Friday, your home and your table looking like it does the whole week, and you don't set it until Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. You're squeezing, you're running, you're getting it in. Versus you wake up Friday morning, you wake up on Friday morning. If your table's set, you didn't wake up Friday morning. If your table's set, if you woke up to a set table, then you woke up to Erev Shabbos. Not Friday morning, but Erev Shabbos. Not everybody can. Some people use a table for multiple functions. Table's not available to set yet on Thursday night. There's no judgment and there's no pressure, but if you can. So I looked back at old texts and my friend Dina, she had sent me so many pictures for many weeks in a row of her Shabbos table that was set on Thursday night. What a skula, the Tzaddik of Zichev says that if you set your table early, if you wake up to the feeling, environment of Erev Shabbos Kodesh, then it brings tremendous school of peace and harmony into your home and into your family. Then you bring the serenity and the peace of Shabbos. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for the sun to go down, but you could bring that in even earlier. We're learning together this beautiful Sefer, the Nedvarna Rebbe of Yerushalayim, who I had the privilege to spend time with recently, a beautiful Sefer that he has on Shabbos. And he writes the following. Kishe'odam is asik b'chol mini hachanos l'Shabbos Kodesh. When a person engages, involves themselves in all kinds of preparations for Shabbos, yase akol mitoch simcha. Do it all out of joy. If you have to shop already, don't be miserable and farbissin, and put on a smile. Ki b'simcha seitzei, and whatever you're going through in life, maybe you need to count your pennies and see what you can even afford to buy for Shabbos. Maybe you're schlepping. Maybe you're concerned you're eating alone. Maybe you're worried. Whatever, so many things on our mind. But the way to get out of whatever predicament, the way we get out of whatever circumstance, ki b'simcha seitzeiun. It's with a sense of simcha. Happiness is not an emotion, it's a decision. Decide to be happy. Decide to be happy all week long, but particularly decide to be happy on Erev Shabbos. So whatever you're going to do already, do it with a smile. Because if you do it with a sense that it's a burden, if you're miserable and farbissina, if you're complaining and you're negative, if you bring it down, then what was the point of doing it? If you're doing it already, if you're trying to transform Friday into Erev Shabbos, do it with a smile, with a sense of simcha. Because it's known, says the Nedvarna Rebbe, that in every mitzvah that we do, we elevate, we transform. The mitzvah elevates us when we do that mitzvah, b'simcha, with a smile, with joy, with happiness, with gladness, with excitement. For Rabbeinu Bachaya writes in the beginning of Parshas Naso, "Ki b'simcha shleimas avoda," because if you want to do the avoda, if you want to do a mitzvah, you can put a check next to the box. You could put a check in the box. I heard the shofar. I put on the tefillin. I lit the candles. Check, check, check. I did the mitzvah. But if you want to do it b'shleimas avoda, if you want to do it with a full, complete sense of avoda, then it's got to be b'simcha. Gamuva me'akadmonim. It's brought down in early sources. Sha simcha, sha adam, sameach ba'asiyas mitzvah, ma'alasa gedola mi'etzem kiyam ha'mitzvah. The test to do the mitzvah b'simcha, to do the mitzvah with joy and happiness, is greater than the essence of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is a means and a platform to draw out a sense of simcha. How privileged, how blessed we are to be Yidden, to be Jews, to be given the Torah HaKadosh, the Torah Chaim, this prescription and formula and blueprint for life. How privileged we are to have won the lottery, to have the gift, the Matana Tova, that's called Shabbos. It's called Shabbos. If you won the lottery and you were preparing to go collect the ticket, the winning, would you not be besimcha? Would you not be happy? So Shabbos is winning the lottery. People all over the world, they're addicted to technology. People all over the world, they can't carry on a conversation without being distracted. People all over the world don't spend quality time with their family and friends. And we have the gift and the joy of Shabbos. We won the lottery. Every Friday, every week, we win the lottery called Shabbos. And so how do we demonstrate that we won the lottery? By accepting it and receiving it b'simcha. We say for our Kaddosh, Reishas Chochma Kasav, Dozah Mitzvah Toch Simcha, Ma'alasa Gedola Elef Pam Me'osa Shlo b'simcha. If you already do the mitzvah, but you do it with joy and happiness and a smile and excitement, then it's 1,000 times. It's like you did 1,000 times the mitzvah. V'kach Kasav Orchas Tzadikim Shara Simcha as well. And this is written. The Pasuk says, V'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'yachinu, and it was on the sixth day that they prepared. It doesn't say, u'bayom ha'shishi, and it's the sixth day. It says, V'haya. And that word, V'haya, our rabbis Chazal tell us, V'haya ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. L'rameis bo da'achanas t'yom Shabbos, kodesh t'och li'osuzim b'simcha. There's two ways to get ready for Shabbos. You can get ready for Shabbos like you're running and you're scrambling and you're miserable and you're worried and you're anxious and you're fighting and there's tension and there's conflict. Or you could get ready for Shabbos b'simcha, with a smile. You can get ready for Shabbos like you got the worst news. You can get ready for Shabbos like it's a chore and a burden. Or you can get ready for Shabbos like you won the lottery and you're going to collect it. V'haya ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. And the simcha that went into the potato cooker, the simcha that went into baking the challah, the simcha that went into buying the ingredients, the simcha that went into setting the table, all these physical items now carry the joy and the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm that we put in them when we were preparing them. And when we use them, they bring, they elevate us with a joy and a happiness, a simcha of Kedusha. And therefore, says the Nevona Rebbe of Yerushalayim, a Yid, a Jew, has to be very mindful, vigilant, conscious and conscientious to be besimcha. You're shopping in the supermarket, besimcha. You're bringing and schlepping it into the house, besimcha. You're cooking it in the kitchen, besimcha. You're setting the table, besimcha. It's hard. Sometimes we're down. Sometimes we're distracted. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes there's so much to do. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to pay for it. But that's okay with that. And nevertheless, and despite it, ki besimcha seitzayun, the way we can take ourselves out of our predicament and bring ourselves up when we're feeling down is to make the choice to be besimcha. Not talking clinical depression or sadness. Not talking about extraordinary circumstances. I'm talking the everyday, each and every week. And so, in memory of my friend Dina, Aleha Shalom, elevate her neshama by setting your table early. Let your table be set before Chatzos. Let the feeling of Shabbos permeate the home. Next week, set it Thursday night. Wake up Friday morning. Wake up not to Friday morning. Wake up to Erev Shabbos. And the Mirtz Hashem, if we can put simcha and joy into all our Shabbos preparations, then we'll merit to feel only simcha and joy of the course of Shabbos itself.